Well, as I said, it's very nice to be with you, and I've brought two things to show you or to talk a little bit about. First of all, I brought a bit of brick, and secondly, I brought a bit of bread. So we're going to think this morning about bricks and bread. So first of all, a question. Anybody is allowed to have a go at the question, but I'm thinking maybe we'll ask the children first. So I'm Bishop Stephen, by the way, in case you're wondering who I am. So I'm the Bishop of Cheltenham, which means the Bishop for Essex and East London. Guess how many churches I look after? 50. That's more than that. 126, that's more than that. It's more than that. What was that? What do you reckon? 800, what do you think? I tell you, what were you going to say? No, 600. Roughly. 600. Roughly 600 churches. And we are planting new churches every year. So every year the number's getting higher. And today we're celebrating this church being how many years old? 60. So this church has been here for 60 years, and it's one of the 600 that I look after. Thankfully, I've got some brilliant helpers. I couldn't do it without my helpers. How many churches are planted in a year? It varies from year to year. And sometimes we can plant, well, let's come back to that. Here's a question. What is a church made of? What is a church made of? What do you reckon? Bricks. A church is made of bricks. I'm afraid that's the wrong answer. Anybody else got a thought? What do you think a church is made of? Bricks is the wrong answer. What do you reckon? People. Yes, people. There's a tremendous line in the Bible where the people of God's church are described as living stones. Or another way of putting that would be living bricks. Who said bricks? You said bricks. So in a kind of way, you were right and wrong. You were right and wrong. This building is made of bricks. And I think I'm right in saying, those of you who can remember to 60 years ago, you used to go around the streets here asking people to buy a brick. And people paid, how much was it for a brick? A shilling. Who remember what a shilling is? I can remember what a shilling is. Yeah, most of us can just about remember what a shilling is. Do you know what a shilling is? You don't know what they're talking about, do you? But people would go around the streets, because this was a new housing estate, brand new, it needed a new church. The reason we are opening new churches today is the same reason. We opened a church last year on the Beaulieu Park estate. It's not a church like this. It's actually meeting in the community centre, but a church is made of not bricks, but people. So there's a group of people meeting there. That's the church. One day, they might have their own building. At the moment, they're meeting in the community centre. A church is made of living stones, living bricks. That's you and me. You are a brick in the church. You are a stone in the church. You are part of the Church of Jesus Christ. This is just the building that we meet in. If we met in the pub, or in the fish and chip shop, or in the community centre, we would still be the church, because the church is made of people. So, why are we celebrating 60 years? Well, I think it's for this reason. The reason we are celebrating 60 years of this building is because this is the place where we come to learn that the church is not a building. That's the reason we come to church. We come to church to learn that the church is not a building. We come to church to learn that we are the church. We come to church to learn that if Jesus is going to be made known to the people who live in this community, there's only one way it's going to happen. It's going to happen through you and me, because we are the living stones, the living bricks that make up God's church. There's another famous prayer that says, God today has no hands but my hands and your hands. God has no feet but my feet and your feet. God has no mouth but my mouth and your mouth. God has no ears but my ears and your ears. God has no heart but my heart and your heart. We are the people who are called to do the work of Jesus today. And so we come to church to learn that the church is us, and that we are called to do the work of Jesus today. We come to church to hear the word of God. We heard today that most famous of stories, the Good Samaritan. We come to learn that everybody is our neighbour, that everybody is loved by God, and that God wants us to reach out and serve everyone. That's what this church has been doing for 60 years, and it's what I pray it will carry on doing for the next 60 years. So this building is made of bricks, and the church is made of living bricks. And I've also brought along a loaf of bread. That's because one of the things that we learn in the church is that Jesus is the most basic thing we need for our lives. So, as this bread, it smells quite sick. Have a sniff. It's very fresh, this loaf of bread. Have a sniff. It's so lovely, isn't it? Fresh bread and fresh coffee, perhaps gin and tonic, are the world's great smells. So Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Do you remember those words of Jesus? You can find them in John chapter 6. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. What he was saying is, I am the most basic thing you need. Sisters and brothers, that's why we come to church. That's why this building was built, so that we would know that Jesus is the most basic thing that we need to live our lives well, to live our lives as they're meant to be, to bring peace and joy to the world. Only that can come through God. Jesus is the most basic thing we need, like bread. So Jesus said, I am the bread of life. That's what we learn here in the church. But I've had a naughty thought. Now, I was told, Paul did say that as we were talking to the children. I kind of forgot that we learned to grown-ups here as well. Because I've had a really naughty thought, which I thought about sharing with the children. We'll let the grown-ups listen in. So my naughty thought is, Jesus said, I am the bread of life, because he was born into a country where people ate bread every day. It was the basic thing they ate. A bit like in our country. Hands up if you've already eaten bread today. Quite a lot of us. Might have a toast for breakfast. Hands up if you eat bread every week. At least once. I think that is, unless some of you got an allergy, I think it is pretty much everybody. So bread is very, very basic. So Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am something very basic. Naughty thoughts. I thought to myself, say that Jesus had been born in Italy. Not Palestine. You haven't had naughty thoughts, right? What might he have said? If he'd been born in Italy, he wouldn't have said, I am the bread of life. He might have said, I am the... You can have the naughty thoughts, it's okay. Chicken, that's not chicken. Very basic. Basically, they eat it every day. pizza arrived. Well, that's what he was saying, but what's even more basic? Pasta, I am the spaghetti of life, I said. Now what? Let's have, shall we carry on with the naughty thoughts? It's supposed to be a celebration. We should be smiling. So, what if you've been born in, let's think of someone, what if you've been born in China? What's the very basic thing in China? Dumplings. Dumplings. What were you thinking of? Noodles. What were you thinking of? Rice. I am the rice of life. I am the noodles of life. I am the dumplings of life. Professor Richard, we'll do one more. This is a very naughty thought. I apologize. Church audience, I apologize. But let's enjoy this naughty thought and then banish it from our minds forevermore. What if Jesus had been born in the United States of America? What might he have said? What might he have said? This is a very naughty thought, isn't it? Yes. Yes, it would. What would you say? Potato, in America, you might have said, I am the fries, or the burger. I am the hot dog of life. I'm the McDonald's, the Big Mac of life. Okay. Don't ever have that. Banish that thought. But do you see what Jesus is saying? In order for us to live, say you went without rice, pasta, bread, water, say you went without those basic things, we would die. We rely on bread, rice, pasta, water, basic things. And Jesus is saying, I am the most basic thing you need. I am like bread, I am like pasta, I am like rice. I am like water. So sisters and brothers, today we're celebrating bricks and bread. That we are the living stones that make up the church. And we come to church to learn that we are supposed to be the people who show Jesus' love to the world. That Jesus is the most basic thing that all of us need. Just like bread. I was going to say amen, but it's a question. Oh, well, that's still bread. Still bread, just a different sort of bread. So, amen. I'll leave these here to remind us that we are living bricks and living bread.